At West Virginia University, Mountaineers go first.
There are now more ways than ever to visit WVU. I'm here with Terry Jackson, the director of the Visitor Center at West Virginia University. Terry, there's always been a Visitor Center at one waterfront place in the Wharf District, but now there's a second Visitor Center. Tell us about it.
This semester, we're actually launching our second Visitor Center space in the Evansdale Crossing building on the Evansdale area of campus. The center will actually help and host our Evansdale-based major students, so those looking at majors that are based in that area of campus, in addition to our health science-based students.
So what will the tours look like from the Evansdale Visitor Center?
So our Evansdale-based tours are going to essentially be Evansdale-centric. They'll still include all of the campus, including the downtown areas of campus, but they really aim towards providing students with a realistic interpretation of the buildings and areas of campus they'll be interacting with the most during their time at WVU.
There's still the Visitor Center at One Waterfront Place in the Wharf District. Talk a little bit about what people experience when they come to the original Visitor Center.
Students who are taking advantage of tours through our Waterfront Place Visitor Center are essentially those who are going to be downtown-based students. They are still taking advantage of a full campus tour that includes the areas of Evansdale and downtown, but just as our Evansdale Center is Evansdale-centric, this tour will be downtown-centric.
What sorts of things do both of the centers offer?
Both centers include a 30-minute admissions presentation for our weekday visitors. Then in addition to that, it is essentially a two-hour driving and walking tour.
And if someone is maybe in a place where they can't physically get to campus, you also have an option online for people who maybe still want to be able to experience the campus. Talk a little bit about that.
We've got a virtual tour that's available. Folks can not only explore all of our academic buildings, but also residence halls. You can find that information, including our virtual tour, on our website, visit.wvu.edu.
So let's go. Follow our story on wvutoday.wvu.edu.